Good morning. Are we ready to begin? Okay. Why don't we begin with the meditation? And I'm going to guide you through this, if you don't mind, if that works for you. So get comfortable. Take a deep breath, let it out, and come fully into the present. Yeah. I think you know what that means. That means if any thoughts to do with the past or the future or what's happening somewhere else come into your mind, just let them come, let them be, let them go, but don't give them any attention. And in the process of doing that, you may occasionally find yourself giving some attention to a thought. And you'll notice something about thoughts. They arrive with a certain amount of energy. And when you give them attention, it increases that energy. And they hang around longer. If they get enough energy, they pull in other thoughts. So what you do is you just don't give them any energy by not giving them any attention. Okay? So now close your eyes and just settle fully into the present. Be here now. As you did last night, explore the field of conscious awareness. Observe how things come and go in that field of conscious awareness. Let attention move freely, but don't let it get caught up by thoughts that don't have to do with the immediate present. Last night we explored the field of conscious awareness. Right now I want you to explore the present moment. We talk about the present moment a lot. People write about the present moment a lot. What is the present moment? Some of the thoughts that appear in conscious awareness are thoughts of the present moment. Maybe you feel a little bit of pain on one side of your back, and the thought is, well, if I adjust my posture a little bit this way, then I'll be more comfortable for the rest of the sit. You see, that's in the present moment. But the present moment is rich with sounds, sensations from your body, and these various kinds of thoughts that come and go, and emotions as well, and feelings, pleasant, unpleasant. For those of you who are more analytically inclined, while exploring the present moment, you may wonder, well, just how long is the present moment? It actually doesn't have a clock length. It expands and contracts. It can be a single instant, or it can stretch over several seconds. The boundary of the present moment is imposed on it by your own mind. But in this process, hopefully you're getting a really solid feel for the difference between the present and the future and the past, and the present in the sense of here as opposed to somewhere that's not here. Your home, perhaps. are giving you a longer time to familiarize yourself with the present moment, I'm intentionally creating the opportunity for things to come into your mind that are not of the present moment. This will help you to get a good grasp of what this term refers to, the present moment, and how it relates to the field of conscious awareness. In other words, I'm going to give you some more time to explore. When you find yourself somewhere other than the present moment, you didn't make a mistake. There wasn't anything wrong. That's on purpose, so you can learn and understand, have a much clearer idea of just what this strange term is referring to. no striving now. You're just being. And the only thing that you, whoever you or whatever you are, the only thing you are doing is refraining from leaving the present moment. No matter what happens in your mind, it's okay. Dullness, distraction, don't worry about it. That too is part of the present moment. You might find a certain peacefulness in being fully present. Even if there's a little pain, you've been sitting for almost 20 minutes continuously. You might have a little pain, but notice, if you don't resist it, there is a peacefulness in this present moment. But that's not what makes it special. Well, it's a special thing. It's a special thing about the present moment under some conditions. Some people speak of the present moment as though it's this wonderful, wonderful place to live, as if somehow in the present moment everything is just wonderful. Well, when your hand's just been slammed in a car door, it's not so wonderful. When somebody you love very much has just died, the present moment is not wonderful. When you just got caught with your hand in the cookie jar, present moment is not so wonderful. What makes the present moment wonderful is it holds the answers that we're looking for. It's where truth is to be found. Not to quibble about how we use words, but whatever ultimate reality is, it's in the present moment. The past is gone. The future doesn't exist. If you want to find truth, if you want to know ultimate reality in some way, it's going to have to be in the present moment. That's what makes it special. So now continue to observe. And as I pointed out to you last night, there's things constantly entering and leaving your field of conscious awareness as part of the present moment. Sensations, thoughts, feelings, emotions. But there's another kind of movement. That's the movement of attention. And that's what I want you to focus on right now. How attention moves within the field of conscious awareness. And while you're doing so, let's go back to something I said earlier. The only thing you do, whoever and whatever this word you refers to, the only thing you do is form intentions about the behavior of attention. A thought comes out up about something that happened earlier or that might happen later. And there's an intention that says, no, I'm staying in the present moment. I'm not going to engage with that thought. I'm going to let it come, let it be, and let it go. In the field of conscious awareness. So I want you to watch the behavior of attention. You've probably already been doing this, but I want you to keep on. I want you to watch how attention flies to a sound that happens outside, that is drawn to a thought, a feeling that comes up. Watch the behavior of attention when it's left to its own devices and you aren't deciding what to do with it. You only step in when it starts to get caught up in someplace other than the present, okay? Caught your attention, didn't I? Didn't stay long though, did it? As soon as it figured out what it was. So you've been observing how attention moves spontaneously and just keeping a light rein on it so that it doesn't get carried away. Now I want you to do something different. You, whoever you are, can control attention, and I want you to practice doing that. Right now, I want you to focus your attention on the sensations in the first two toes, your big toe and second toe of your left foot. You might ask yourself, were those sensations in my field of conscious awareness before I've directed attention to them? The answer could be yes, no, maybe, I don't know. Now shift your attention to the movements of your chest and abdomen with each breath. shift your attention to the sound of that car outside. I'm going to give you a few minutes to just explore your body and the world around you, at least to the extent that it involves sound, with attention. And in particular, I want you to notice how attention is sort of like looking through a little telescope, and you feel like the eyeball at one end of the telescope. So explore using your attention. As you explore the field of conscious awareness with attention, I want you to find the answer to this question. Was I aware of that before I focused my attention on it? And now a little different twist on the same thing. I want you to focus your attention on things that you're pretty sure you were not conscious of until you decided to focus your attention on them. Sort of like the toes of your left foot thing that I did earlier. Now do both or either, go back and forth. Play with attention and the field of conscious awareness. Learn what you can from it. More than anything, what I want you to learn is just how much there is waiting to be discovered. Now we'll do one last thing, and we're going to do this until the bell rings. I want you to choose something to focus your attention on, something to serve as an anchor for your attention. You're not going to let your attention drift too far away from it. I suggest you use the sensations of the breath as it enters and leaves your nostrils, but you can choose anything you want. I want you to anchor your attention to what you choose, just to keep it from moving around so much. And what I want you to do while your attention is anchored there is to see how much of your peripheral awareness, of everything in the field of conscious awareness that falls outside of that object of attention, see how rich and clear that can become, and see if you can describe its nature. see if you can see how it differs from an object of attention. playtime's over. Thank you.